This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County has honored three first responders who saved a four-year-old girl from a deadly house fire in Raymond earlier this month. The three received life-saving awards as investigators continue to look into the cause. At this point, they don't think that fire in Raymond was suspicious. Former Kenosha County Board Supervisor Andrew Berg is facing multiple drug and gun charges after a long investigation. Detectives say he sold drugs to an informant, transferred guns to someone barred from owning them, and was arrested along with his girlfriend. People in our congressional district can talk directly with Congressman Brian Steil during a telephone town hall today. The 4:45 conference call will be his 11th such call this year. Opening statements begin today in the federal trial of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE at the courthouse. A 14-member jury has been seated to hear the case. And Kenosha students at Curtis Strange and Southport Elementary will get an early holiday surprise tomorrow. The Mahone Foundation will hand out more than 100 gifts donated as part of a program to support local families during the holidays. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-20s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight will drop down to around 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.